Many single mothers carry hurt connected to a man. It may involve an ex-husband, the father of a child, a former boyfriend, a father, a family member, a church leader, or someone who promised love and did not live with faithfulness. That hurt may be deep. It may affect your confidence, your trust, your body, your parenting, your sense of beauty, and your hope for the future. But hurt does not get to name you. Rejection does not get to name you. Abandonment does not get to name you. Betrayal does not get to name you. Jesus names you first. You are beloved. You are a daughter of God. You are a mother entrusted with children. You are a God-designed woman. You are not merely a painful story or a relationship wound. Psalm 100:47-3 says, heals the broken in heart and binds up their wounds. Notice what this verse does not say. It does not say the wound is imaginary. It does not say healing is instant. It does not say faithful women never hurt. It says the Lord sees the brokenhearted and moves toward them with healing care. Healing begins when you stop pretending the wound does not matter and also stop letting the wound become your name. Some women respond to hurt by shrinking. They think, I am too much trouble. No good man would want me. My children make me less desirable. My past makes me less worthy. Other women respond by hardening. They think, I will never need anyone. I will never trust a man. I will never let my heart be soft again. But Christ offers another way. You can tell the truth without losing tenderness. You can set boundaries without becoming bitter. You can grieve without giving up hope. You can be wise without becoming cold. You can grow in self-respect without becoming defensive. You can become confident around men without needing male approval. Christian healing does not erase your story. It places your story under the mercy, wisdom, and lordship of Jesus Christ. Your womanhood is not destroyed by disappointment. Your motherhood is not a mark of failure. Your future is not canceled by someone else's sin, weakness, absence, or irresponsibility. In Christ, you can become a woman of honor, warmth, wisdom, beauty, courage, and peace. Reflection question, what false name has hurt tried to give you? Gentle next step, write one sentence that begins, in Christ, I am not named by hurt. I am named by